We're live.
I'm nervous now.
Good.
Welcome back to the Post Credits Podcast. Bit of a rebrand.
That's weird to
it's,
say.
I know it is. I'm so used to the other one, but we'll get used to it.
Don't worry.
So we're currently developing a logo. We have a temporary one now and a banner, and you know we're going through it, and I think we're getting towards the end. Something we like, and the name was something that took a bit to come up with, like months, because we gave
like
up on it, and we
like
came
year.
Back. It's just a little more marketable, you know. Anyway, that's just addressing that. So from now on, the intro is dead, the old one. And I don't know what we're going to do with the other thumbnails because it still has our logo all over it. So.
You can just leave it. I don't think it matters that much.
Like a throwback retro
type. Or you have to re-upload them to get more views.
No, I'm not re-uploading those.
Okay, anyway. So we did a bit of a pivot. Today we're supposed to talk about Legend of Korra, but we're a little pressed for time, and we don't have our other partner who talked about Avatar with us. You know, we'd like to have him on because I'm sure he has some great input about some of the characters. So, you know, today we're going to talk about Shang-Chi. And we've been talking about Marvel a bit lately, but, you know, why not? Because there's a lot of projects coming out lately, and No Way Home's right around the corner. So,
yeah, we got to catch up on the stuff.
Yeah, we do, yeah. And the Eternals will be soon. And anyway.
Yeah, no, we'll be caught up.
All that out of the way.
Oh, and Venom.
Yeah, all that too. I forgot. That's the movie that came out. Anyway, today we have Joey. I don't know if I introduced him yet, but he's been on one a couple times, you know. He was in the WandaVision once back when we ganged up against Danny on the Mephisto theories.
Yes.
So we're back.
I remember.
Yeah, today's Shang-Chi. So, you know, that came out obviously months ago, but I rewatched like the first half of it recently, but I still remember the whole thing pretty vividly. My thoughts have not really changed. I think they've gotten a little bit better because they were a little harsher at first, but general thoughts from you guys?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about it much since I've watched it, but I remember coming out of the theater and I was just like, I mean, it was pretty average. I didn't think it deserved the hype that it got just because I felt like, I don't know. I mean, the acting was kind of eh. And the characters weren't like super, like, I don't know. I just couldn't connect with them that well.
What was the Rotten Tomatoes score got?
In the
90s,
right?
Yeah, it was in the 90s. Like, really high 90s. Like, 90s.
That's pretty high.
I think.
I thought it was good, but not, like, top tier.
I think the surprising thing for me is that the critic score was high, but the audience was even, like, higher. Like, I remember, so the critic score is a 91, and the audience is a 98. So that's pretty,
dang.
I think it was the highest MCU Rotten Tomatoes score, which is, like, the opposite of Eternals. So,
yeah. The one thing I will give this movie is it had really, really good, well,
CGI
and fight scenes. The fight scenes were dynamic.
Fight scenes were cool.
And it was something new from the MCU, and they're straying away from shaky cam fight scenes. And it was, I mean, it reminded me, and I think I brought this up to you, Nathan. It reminded me of the fight scenes in Aquaman.
Yeah, for sure. They have those wide shots where you can see the whole thing
happening. Yeah, and the camera's like constantly moving. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool too, because like it wasn't just like guns and magical lasers. It was like just like more like typical fight scenes. Like the one in the bus was cool.
Yeah,
that's the best one, I think.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, my general thoughts are I like the first like two-thirds of this movie, and then it was just so unexpected and like out of left field, the ending for me, and it didn't like ruin it, but it was definitely a little, I don't know. I was really digging the earlier part in the action sequences, and like the way they were telling the story, because like Joey said, it was not magic and guns. It was like its own kind of subgenre, and I enjoyed that. But we'll get into the pros and cons later. And Steven, I feel like, is the only one who's addressed the acting, because I feel like nobody's ever said that. And I think
I know.
That's true.
I didn't think it was that good. Like, I thought.
Even Simu, who's like Shang-Chi, I thought he was.
He's average. Okay. I think I'm just, in the very beginning, his acting wasn't very good, but then it kind of got better throughout the movie. But then at the end, it was like, you're supposed to like relate. Like he was like debating murder, and it just like did not feel like a real issue.
Yeah, it felt like acting.
Yeah.
Like you could like notice it. Like my biggest example is like when Doctor Strange in this trailer, everyone's like kind of throwing shade at that line where he's like, let's Scooby-Doo this crap. And it's like so corny and bad, but like, it's not like that's bad acting. He's acting well. It's just horrible dialogue. But like the difference is like Shang-Chi, I can tell it's like a script kind of. I don't know. That's my best comparison. It's like
yeah,
not a bad actor.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
anyway, we'll start with the pros because I don't have a ton of cons, but like I think that'll be a longer part of the discussion just because there's a lot to talk about. I guess it's more than mixed feelings.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, fight scenes, very good. CGI was really good for the movie, but I think they leaned into it way too much at the end where it just became like a CGI fest and it wasn't very entertaining. I liked the storyline. I liked how it was like kind of different for the MCU. And it like leaned into like this ancient, like mystical power. Yeah, and I thought the father was the best character, I think. The acting and like just like his whole character arc was good.
Yeah.
I just like that it was different. It wasn't because like all the Marvel characters, everyone pretty much knows, like Hulk and Thor and all them. So Shang-Chi was just kind of like a different character, which made him interesting.
Yeah.
And I feel like he seemed like it wasn't the best like acting, but he seemed a bit more relatable than some of the other guys. Like Tony Stark's not a very relatable character, or even like Peter Parker, who gets bitten by a radioactive spider.
He's like a normal dude.
Yeah. But like he's a pretty normal guy. He just had a lot of training, which I don't know, makes him more relatable. And then I feel like it kind of at the end it just got kind of lazy with the big giant CGI fight scene. Like they could have like, I don't know, if they kept it a bit more different at the end, because that was kind of a basic ending. If they made it some way different, it could have ended a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't really know how they would have done that, but
if I can just pop in, like the CGI for the hand to hand between the Shang-Chi and the father, that fight scene was really good. I thought the CGI was like good and not too much, but like with the dragon, that was way too much. That was so unnecessary. It was just not needed.
The dragon was kind of cool. I just didn't like the giant demon soul sucker thing.
Yeah, it was just like they just tried to throw too many conflicts. I just would rather have seen the father go against like him.
Yeah. I think basics like the best way, like I think Joey described it like last thing. It just felt like they reverted back to what they normally, because like some of my favorite movies and Marvel movies all end with CGI, like blockbusters, and it works for that. But because this one was trying to be something different and it was like so different the rest of the way, it just felt so off when they just went back to a huge fight at the end with all this VFX. And like, I don't know. In this case, I would have been fine with just like the one-on-one combat, like you said, with his dad, because that's kind of what the theme was, it felt like. But
yeah, I feel like Marvel is kind of trying to go in different directions, like with Eternals and then the shows. But then, it just ended like the same as they always do.
I think as far as characters go, I liked Shang-Chi, even though I had those little like gripes with him, I guess. I liked what's even.
I didn't know what you're going to say. Just keep going.
I liked the Mandarin. I thought he was a good. Oh god, I'm not gonna.
He was good. He was good.
I know the Mandarin was like he again. Like we talked about the compelling villains, like they actually are trying again. You know, like he was motivated by love. They write him really well, where you don't like hate him, and it makes sense. And I thought the old Mandarin was good. The Iron Man 3 one, I thought he was hilarious. But yeah, I thought he was
a good character
for a super long time. Yeah. I thought it was funny at the start, but I heard people saying that he stuck around and he definitely overstayed his welcome. It felt like.
That's fair.
And as far as characters go that I liked, that was it. And the rest were okay, except for one that I hate with a burning passion, and I could not stand her jokes. And that was Awkwafina.
It was so bad. Like, I walked out of that movie theater, and I was just upset that she was
all that was on my mind, as I remember Awkwafina.
The fact that she was, like, the person who took down the thing. Like, how did she make that shot with, like, a day of training? There's no way.
That was cheesy.
I just the force playing side character trope is kind of like it's funny the whole time. It's kind of, I don't know. It's getting a little difficult for me because I like the kind of funny that like Hailee Steinfeld's name, Kate Bishop, kind of brings, where it's like awkward, kind of quirky funniness.
Yeah.
But when Awkwafina is just there to spit dialogue at her main character every once in a while to remind you that you're in a Marvel movie, it's just like, oh boy. And,
I didn't like her.
I didn't completely hate her.
I did.
I mean, it was cheesy. Like, I don't know. They were just trying too hard. She wasn't serious enough. Like the whole time, like her character was meant to be a joke and to be funny, but like they made her too much of a joke, where it's just annoying at some parts.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate her.
No, I hate her.
No, much. On rewatch, I don't know if it's because I saw tonight, but she had a few like actual good jokes, and I only watched the first hour again, but like some of the stuff was like kind of funny, you know.
No, it's not.
I think it was just the repetitive like jokes,
a lie.
Especially at like bad times, you know, like the whole fight's going on, she's just this clumsy girl with an arrow who saves their lives.
Yeah,
hard to believe.
But... and the mentor just like died in front of her.
Yeah, I felt like they just underwrote that.
So she had to take the shot and save the day.
Yeah. I felt like the sister was just like was underused. I don't know what she really did.
I think she's supposed to be either in the sequel or she's getting her own. She's gonna be more. She's like she was.
Yeah, because they like teased at the end, like she's a villain still.
So. Oh yeah.
And I feel like there's so much to explore with her because they like they kind of leave her past open ended when Shang-Chi like leaves the fortress or whatever, and then she's like, oh, he abandoned me since I was like six or whatever. And she starts that whole like black market fighting thing. And there's, I feel like there's just so much there, and they barely even touched
on it. I know, yeah.
I guess that's more for the future.
Yeah.
What's her name from Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Sharon Carter. She's still alive, right?
Yeah, she's still. Yeah.
She's kind of similar, like the
a little bit
character leading like the black market type stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Sharon's just weird to me because she was not like that.
I know. Yeah.
So long. They just decided to write her like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
no, yeah, Sharon Carter was like a completely good person, and then
the snap.
I mean, hopefully like her whole arc turning bad will be explored more, because I feel like it was not explained that well. I mean, like I understand, but like it just, I feel like they didn't go into depth that much.
But the sister, she was just mad, right? Because they like kicked her out of the country or something.
She
was,
yeah, because she sided with Captain America.
Oh yeah. Oh no, right? I thought it was something like with Thanos.
No, it had to do with the Sokovia Accords. Because they all went rogue, so that was illegal, and so they kicked her out, I think, or she like ran away. I'm pretty sure.
But in addition to that one place, island pirate place. Yeah, that's kind of off topic, but.
No, it was interesting because I don't even think about the Falcon Winter Soldier anymore. So that was like a good revisit. I mean, we were talking about pros, but I do like because we keep talking about those like that one. With Awkwafina shooting the boat, but the part that really like tanked for me, like I thought the movie was moving so well, and like it was, each like sequence was so exciting, and it was like, but right when they get to that mystical land or whatever, it just like stops for like 30 minutes, and I like remember I thought it was just me, but then I looked to my side and Ethan was on his phone. I looked to my other side, Nick was on his phone, and I like, and what's his face, Thomas fell asleep. I remember because he was like, I was actually enjoying that movie, and Thomas was like out, like cold. So it like wasn't just me. That is like the weirdest experience because I've never seen that. But
and then they started airbending.
Yeah. Just underdeveloped, I guess. It just was a little random.
Yeah, it was like, I feel like the whole movie like moved pretty slow. And then at the end, like they had too much left.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of...
Yeah, it was not paced for it.
They realized that they had so much to fit in still. So. Okay, I guess we're done. Final Fight.
I just feel like, I don't know, there was like a lot of exposition, but I feel like, it was necessary, but it slowed the movie down a lot.
Yeah, I think it also felt that way just because the beginning was so like still grounded, but like the Ten Rings were like mystical enough, you know, but they had like practical stuff. And then like, I think it just felt like two separate movies, which is why it felt so slow. Like that whole second half, not even like the third act, but like, yeah, the whole area, that mystical town.
Yeah,
like a completely different story that they threw in with like the whatever demon dragon soul guy. I don't know.
Was it the rings that made him go crazy, or was it the dragon?
I think it was the dragon, but I don't remember if the rings played a part in it or not.
Because they said like he'd been wearing them for too long.
Yeah.
I think, but then like he'd also been wearing them for like 5,000 years or whatever before, and he was fine.
Yeah, I think it was the dragon.
Okay, that makes more sense. Because now like Shang-Chi has them, and he wasn't like.
Yeah,
concerned about it at all.
I think it wasn't like the rings that corrupted him. I think he became obsessed with the power.
Yeah,
and then, but then like the dragon was the one like manipulating his head, saying that his wife was still alive, like behind the wall.
Yeah, that doesn't make really sense though. Like, how did the dragon contact him.
I don't know. You don't need to know, Joey.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. And I feel like, I'm not really sure. And the rings, like, their powers are really, really just, like, not specified at all. I think can do whatever.
They do certain things towards the end that I'm like, wow, they could do that? That's
really I know.
But I don't hate that. I just, like, I hope we see more of, like, what specific do so that I know.
But, yeah, they just, what, they, like, shoot blasts and...
Yeah, but then, like, I swear they're, like, walking on them and stuff. So I don't really remember.
They're, like, flying.
Floating, yeah, and flying. I
he, like, remember. He like boosts himself up.
Yeah. I remember this, like, stuff about Wanda's powers for a long time. I just did not know what they were.
It's just everything.
That's true.
No, the rings are just, like, magical Iron Man thrusters, almost.
Yeah.
In fact.
As long as they, like, mix that, I feel like, enough with, like, the actual, like, Kung Fu thing. Cool. I thought Kung Fu thing was gonna be, like, such a weird, like, boring way to watch a movie, but they, like, helped that well. And that bus fight we talked about earlier is still, like, that's, like, a top action movie in all the Marvel movies. It's been going for, like, a decade.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the Kung Fu part was the best, or, like, one of the better parts.
I liked, like, the creative use of their environment, like the bus thing. Like, we haven't seen anything like that. And then them fighting on the scaffolding outside of the building. That was really cool.
Yeah, all the fight scenes were done really, really
well. Yeah, like, they handled everything with the actual fighting, like, really well. Keep it interesting. Because I love Winter Soldier, but it's a lot of shaky cam just fighting in the street, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It just... Shang-Chi's, like, character, it just feels ingenuine, like, this arc that he's supposed to have gone on. Like, because, like, the way he's introduced, he just feels like... I don't know, like... I don't know how to describe it, but he's like, he wouldn't be the type of person to kill someone, you know? And I get that he's, like, supposed to be hiding this dark part of himself, but, like, this whole idea that he went on this mission or whatever when he was, like, what, like 15, right?
Yeah.
And he killed someone. Right? Did he kill him or did he spare him?
I think he did.
Go through with it, but I think he, like, got there and then he had to run away because he didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't know. It just, like, doesn't feel like his character that much. I just didn't believe it.
They were trying to make, like, him and Awkwafina both, like, kind of comedic characters. So, like, you can't have a comedic character who also has is, like, a secret assassin.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really fit.
Well, I mean, you can have, like, dark characters who are funny, like Thor.
But they don't sell it enough.
Yeah. Like, Thor's character has done really well where he's, like, I mean, I guess near the end, he, like, when he started to lose everything, he became less funny, more serious, but still.
I think Joey was, like, right in the sense that they tried to make them comedic, like, because Thor's just funny because he's Thor, and he has all this, but I think it was the way they set up Shang-Chi, like, him singing karaoke at night or whatever.
Yeah.
Having this, like, whole goofy, like, American life or whatever, and then find out that he has, like, it was just hard to believe that he was a secret assassin, like you were saying, or both of you, I guess, and it was just, like.
Yeah, because, like. Yeah. Having that childhood, I feel like you wouldn't just, I don't know, be a valet driver and just get drunk and I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was definitely kind of weird.
Because of that, it doesn't feel like an arc, like, oh, he's struggling with being a killer, oh, he decides not to. It just felt like a straight line where he, like, never wants a killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, like, when he was, like, mad in the mystical land, like, it didn't feel real. Like, he didn't feel mad. I don't know.
What was he even mad about?
His dad.
Yeah, then he was like, I'm going to kill him. In the
yeah.
There's always those moments in movies before the final battle. Like, Steven was talking about how he thinks Kate Bishop's going to find out Hawkeye. It's like, whatever, they're going to have a breakup type thing.
Oh.
But it's like those down moments, and you could, like, actually feel the emotional way, but, like, you don't feel it this
movie. Yeah, I don't know. There's been, like, movies in the past and shows that have done, like, the concept of murder with a character, like, that contrasts that idea, and they have to go through with that, and they've done that really well. Like Avatar, that was Aang's, like, critical moment. I thought that was done really, really well.
Yeah,
and it, like, showed his character, and in the end, like, that he is in that, and he'll find a solution to, like, still save as many people as possible. And I just feel like Shang-Chi, like, did not have that, like, aspect.
It wasn't a bad movie. Like, I still think it was a good movie. Just like,
yeah,
they could have done like a couple like big things better, and then it would have been probably really good.
Yeah, it was like a few changes.
Yeah, I mean, it was an experiment, so I don't blame them. But I think there's definitely things they can take from this movie and learn from, and then take from it and like use it more.
Yeah, I think so in terms of like experiments, I remember Guardians was like an experiment because that was so different and wacky, and it worked because they had James Gunn and went like all in. With Shang-Chi, it felt like they reverted back to their old ways, like we were saying, kind of with the CGI fight at the end. But Eternals, you don't have to like it, because I understand it, like you don't, because I see more flaws. I think they like fully bought into the idea of this craziness and these celestials and stuff, and they went all the way through with that to the end. And I kind of respect that, you know, because like that, I think that's what made me enjoy it. It's just because it was so unlike anything I'd ever seen. Well, Shang-Chi felt a little bit familiar. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they didn't commit all the way. You can tell.
Did you guys make a video for Eternals already?
We haven't.
I don't even, like, I don't know my thoughts on that movie, if I'm being honest. It's so confusing because there's so many things that I'm like, wow, this was so weird. There's things that I kind of like, so. It's all confusing.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, coming out of that theater, I was like, oh, it's really good. But then the more I thought about it, it's like, there's definitely flaws. Like, I knew there were flaws, but.
Hearing other people's opinions also opened me up to that, too. So I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I still got to rewatch these movies.
Was that about Eternals?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of bored when you were watching it.
It was slow. That movie was...
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the way that they like organized the whole plot line with, like, they kept going back in time. It just like dragged the movie out.
It made it less interesting because you like, you're having to catch up. We'll say that. Shang-Chi, it was because of the end credit scene where he like goes off with Wong and you see all these other Avengers and stuff, and they're like, oh, you're part of a bigger world. Yeah, it felt like whatever, Iron Man movies. Anyway, this was like the most connected Phase 4 project, I felt like, because with WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier, Eternals, Black Widow, whatever, all those, like, we were all hoping for things that would tie us to other projects, but I feel like we didn't really get them. This one, they literally had like multiple characters, and you could see how he would team up because he met Wong, kind of. And I don't know. In fact, this one's one of the few projects that followed through with connecting him to the rest of the
universe. Yeah, you know, that's true. Because Eternals is like, that's like almost its own separate thing. It'll probably tie up in the end, like almost how Guardians did. I mean, Black Widow, the only thing that really connected it was Yelena and Hawkeye and the girl from Falcon Winter Soldier. But yeah, I think this one definitely feels like it almost felt like they're leading towards a new Avengers.
Are they gonna try and connect everything, like all the new characters?
I mean,
I do want, like,
yeah, but not, because then it'll be a couple phases. I mean, not this, I don't think this phase,
it would just be like another Endgame and Infinity War.
Yeah,
and then it ends, and then they, I don't know, are they gonna do a new phase after that?
That was so different because the Avengers movies are like the culmination of these characters we've been with. But now you have like Loki happening over there, No Way Home over here, Eternals, and like Blackwood. Like, I don't even think you can connect all these new characters, I feel like, but we'll see.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess it's like not as extreme, but I mean, they had that in the past. I feel like there was Avengers, Guardians, Ant-Man was separate for a while, Spider-Man. I mean, I guess Spider-Man was like connected from the beginning, but like they tied them all together in the end. The Guardians hadn't even met the Avengers and all those people until Infinity War. So,
it's true.
I think with like Shang-Chi though, and then Eternals, it just feels like not the same like universe almost.
Yeah.
I don't know, just the way the characters are set up, and then like Eternals is way more serious. It just doesn't feel like. Like, I can't see Shang-Chi and Awkwafina with Cersei and all the other guys.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, there's no, like, they need to introduce funny characters that are actually funny. Like, Infinity War was a funny movie for killing half the universe.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was picturing, like, another Infinity War, all the Eternals are, like, serious. Well... Like, there's some funny ones, I guess.
Well, no, there's what's his name? And the camera guy.
Yeah, they're
funny. All right, that's true.
And Sprite is hilarious.
Okay. That's another conversation. I just, like, that's another example. But she's not even trying to be funny. I just don't like her. Anyway.
I mean, yeah.
Druig was my favorite character, I think. I liked his, like, whole thing. But we'll talk about that later.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Today, like, I don't know how coincidental that is, but they, like, announced that they're starting Shang-Chi 2 right now. Like, they're
right. Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Did you send that? I don't remember.
I don't even know if that's, like, okay, what do we even want that to be about, I guess, is my question. Like, I'm open to the second one. Like, I like the first one enough, but.
Yeah. I feel like just, like, write his character better. Like, I just can't, like, I don't know. It's just, his character is kind of just, like, for me. It was one of the weaker parts.
What would that movie even be about, though? Like, are they going to bring some other villain from his past or connected? I don't know. Or then do something.
I mean, it might be someone like after the rings, or yeah, his sister. Yeah.
But then I don't know. I feel like someone just coming for the rings, I feel like that could turn out pretty basic. Yeah. Then you're just gonna be running and fighting the whole movie. I don't know.
I think they'll try to tie it with another MCU hero because they kind of set him up at the end with the post credits to be part of something else.
It's Wong. Oh, more Wong.
Wong is the best.
Once he dies.
No, please no. Wong
is he in No Way Home?
A little bit, probably. I don't know, maybe.
He's like, don't cast that spell. So I guess for a couple seconds. He just shows up in like every project now.
So good.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I'd want them, like Steven said, to develop him more. I want them to focus more on his sister. They could, but I also don't want them focusing on backstory too much, you know, because I feel like the whole other movie was about, like, oh, here's your past and here's why it matters. Like,
I feel like they don't even need more backstory. Like, they've, like, fully explored their past, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, other than, like, maybe, like, one or two flashbacks about their relationship.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, just more development, please. That'd be nice.
I agree.
Request to Kevin Feige. This is random, but did you see Kevin Feige actually confirmed Charlie Cox's Daredevil as well? Like the real Kevin Feige.
Oh, yeah.
Not made up Kevin Feige. Yeah. Like there's like a video saying it. It's not like a lie this time. But
I still need to watch Daredevil.
Cameron just started
finishing up What If because I never actually watched the whole thing. I finished the episode with the zombies.
Oh, that episode's good.
That's a good one.
Well, after you're done, Joe, you can watch our What If podcast.
Yes. That's
facts.
Yeah.
Daredevil is like, I don't know. It's like just one of those shows where like you can't find any flaws. It's so crazy.
Danny said it was his favorite show like he's ever watched.
It's really, really good.
Danny was very into it, and I was happy because I didn't know if he would be because I was like, I don't know. I know I appreciate it that much.
Like, it's not my favorite show just because I would rather watch other shows. But, like, in terms of, like, just, like, I don't know, like, plot progression and character development and symbolism, it's, like, up there for one of the best shows.
I think it's reached the top 5 for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I really hope he shows up. I feel like we've talked about Daredevil in, like, every single podcast now. It's hard not to because
I gotta like watch some like recaps. I know.
No, I did. I watched recaps.
I just remember it being amazing.
It's so good. Hot takes on Shang-Chi for the TikTok. Just some general thoughts as such like this one. Shang-Chi is not a top 10 MCU movie, and people are a little overhyping it. And I think Eternals is arguably better, although it has flaws.
I agree. All of us here are Asian. We are not hating on Asians, but Shang-Chi is not, like, it's definitely not top 10.
My hot take is that it is the best Marvel movie I have ever seen.
Stop it.
No. Yes.
No. Awkwafina is a terrible character, and I wish that she died at the end of the movie. Oh, one thing we didn't talk about. Where did the relationship come from?
Did it? Did it actually happen?
They like were holding hands and like what was that? No,
they were
friends the entire time.
The writers probably just felt like they had to.
They don't. It's like I hate why Kylo. They do that. They don't need to.
No, not Rey and Kylo. There's been times though where yeah, where they're just good as best friends. The only movie I saw that didn't do that was Rogue One, where they don't kiss.
And I know, and it was so good.
People, and it was
way better.
Did they? Oh yeah, they didn't kiss, but I mean, they were like.
Yeah, but whatever.
It was better. I liked it better.
They did. Awkwafina and Shang-Chi have such good friend chemistry, as much as I hate her, but they have no romantic chemistry.
I know.
Like, they work off each other well. They just.
Why would you ever want to date Awkwafina?
That is mean, Steven.
Dude, I liked her. She's like a good actress, I feel like.
She was funny in Crazy Rich Asians.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what happened.
Shang-Chi should date funny. Wong before he dates Awkwafina.
It's facts.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Anyway,
father was good. Mandarin is amazing.
He was good, but he's dead.
The one thing I didn't like about the father, though, I feel like, it didn't at the end. It didn't make sense to me why he didn't just stop. I guess he was like just too far gone by that point. But like, it was so obviously not actually the wife.
Yeah,
he's just breaking at a giant.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention.
To but
yeah.
I like that the scene was cool, that where he like passed the rings to Shang-Chi and he was like, wah.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
And they became orange.
Yeah, I like the colors.
That's good.
The VFX is so good. Like, it was good. It was
really good, yeah.
On terms of VFX though, my one complaint I already said after the movie, but I think the green screen backgrounds look really obvious. Like I like the actual Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
I know you're talking about.
I keep seeing clips of it, and like it's just like the lighting looks a little off. Like their faces look way too like illuminated for like the clouds of the. I don't know. That's so random, but like
I do know what you're talking about.
Looking at it, I was like, that was filmed in a studio, and like I never even think that.
I don't know how like you act well in a studio where you're just walking around with people, and then like other people dressed in green morph suits.
See, that's the thing with the prequels I remember is all the originals were filmed in like real sets so that the actors had better performances, but like they had the blandest performances in Phantom Menace because they were just in like blue screen environments.
Yeah.
It can be hard to like actually make it feel real when you're just walking around in a green room.
Yeah.
Especially with CGI characters who aren't even next to you. Like that.
Yeah.
No, the original props were amazing, I feel like.
And then George Lucas went back and just peed all over it.
Dude, I was like, what is the CGI? And it was from the 2000s.
It was so
bad.
The flex.
It was literally the worst part of New Hope.
Yeah, it was.
The only part I made fun of, and it wasn't even in the original movie.
Oh, was that the
it was like they're in the
Jabba the Hutt thing.
It was right before
the desert.
No. I think it was right before what's the other guy,
dude? Oh my gosh, and that this is so Star Wars, but like Greedo literally like Han shot him first because he's a smuggler, like, and then George Lucas went back and glitched his head to the side and had Greedo shoot first.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And he says McClunky. And I don't know why. Oh gosh.
Yeah, but it was right before that scene, I think, the tavern scene. It was like there was like a panning the panning view of like the whole thing, and they were like
dinosaur walking around.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I want to talk about the sequels because one of the main things I want to touch on is everyone's like, oh, I want to see George's original vision, but I don't know. I don't think it was better.
I have a hot take.
Okay, let's hear it.
Shang-Chi is better than the Spider-Man prequels.
Oh, the Raimi?
Raimi?
No, wait. I meant, I messed up. Okay. Shang-Chi is better than the Star Wars prequels.
I agree with that statement.
That will get people mad.
I mean, it's facts, but it's just controversial.
There's like very few MCU movies that are worse than the prequels.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd say Eternals, maybe, even though I liked it a little bit. I feel like I'd rather watch Revenge.
I wouldn't. Dude, that movie was so boring. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but Eternals was also 2.5 hours, which is
a slow burn. I hate Revenge. I hate it so much.
The most loved, like,
movie. And it's not good, dude.
I promise you, it used to be.
It's like people forget about the whole B plot with Obi-Wan. Like that happens.
Just goes on a little adventure.
It's not good.
I mean, honestly, Anakin's the B plot. He's just kind of walking. Like, I don't know who the A plot is.
Yeah, that's Anakin's true. Just kind of walking. Yeah, there's around. Like just no. You're just waiting for them to fight. That's it.
Yeah, it's so cool when they fight though. He just lightsabering. That was the bravest review of the podcast. I was about to get you. Like, he was like, "Oh, do not let the Colosseum." You're like, about the 2 hours before that, he's like, "I don't care about that. I care about the lightsaber."
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of Obi-Wan's plot in
No, no, I know. I know you're talking about Revenge. I'm just saying they have that same format where people just remember the final lightsabers.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I was talking about Obi-Wan's. I messed up in Attack.
Oh.
That was boring. No, but his in Revenge was slightly better, but still it was like the movie's not good.
I gotta talk about Mando's too. For Boba Fett. Boba Fett comes out kind of.
Oh yeah. Is the Asian girl is supposed to be like a main character?
Yeah, she's like the main sidekick, I think, but I don't really know why. But
she was like nothing as a character. Wait. Like she had no emotion or
that Asian girl.
She's just a sniper.
Yeah, she just shot guns and was like, "We must do this and fight."
She was in Clone Wars, right? Which one?
Bad Batch.
Is she in Bad Batch?
She should have been one episode.
Oh yeah.
On Cad Bane.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're gonna do a podcast on this show, Steve.
We're not. It's so bad. It's not a good
bad
show.
Batch?
Yeah, it's not a good
show. I thought you guys liked it.
No.
I liked like 5 episodes of it.
I like 2. I didn't even finish it. It's like just so much filler. There's just useless plots that they go on. And you're just waiting for like the main plot to progress and it just never does. It's not good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Hot take, Nathan, go.
Final thoughts. Any hot takes and just final thoughts.
Hot take. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any.
I like Hawkeye more than Shang-Chi.
Oh.
Colin hates Hawkeye.
Does he really?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty cheesy.
I know.
I like it.
I do.
I don't mind it.
Hot take. Iron Man 3 is better than Shang-Chi, even though it wasn't comic book accurate. I liked it better because Tony is better.
Comic character. Like, I don't even know where they pulled him from.
I don't know how like all these characters, like, did Stan Lee come up with every single like Marvel character?
I don't think.
And Steve Ditko. I mean, they were like the main writers, but
because that's crazy.
Oh yeah, him too.
There's so many.
Yeah, and they write like unique backstories for everyone. I don't really understand.
Yeah.
No, it all comes out in like a week.
I know, that's so weird. We're gonna watch it.
With
so
soups. Excited. We're gonna watch it with soups.
Dude, oh, that movie theater would be crazy.
I'm so excited.
No. It even says, do not come if you like
it. I know, yeah.
Oh, it said bring a mask and energy.
I would go there if I'd already seen the movie. Like I'm not watching the movie for the first time.
On that night too, it's on like the 15th. It's like a Wednesday.
I know, yeah, it's not worth it because I want to actually watch the movie like the first time. That'd be fun.
I saw his post like a minute after he made it, and then I like had the option to buy, but I was like, I'm not gonna do this. But I thought it was something else. Sure. And then. Like an hour later, they were sold out, like all of it. And I was like, oh, like,
how many followers does he have?
2.5 million on TikTok or something.
He probably got like a million just from No Way Home.
Dude, once that movie comes out, that's why I'm trying to post like we're turning into a No Way Home TikTok account, but I'm just trying to capitalize on that because
I know
if anything's gonna blow up, it's the Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Anyway,
yes,
thanks for tuning in.
Is that it?
A little bit of extra.
Like and subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss out on any of the latest content.
It's facts. Go follow our TikTok and Instagram. It's linked in the description at the post credits pod.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
is now.
It is. And we're gonna be joining Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts shortly. It'll be soon.
I think this is now streaming on all platforms. It's not yet. I just wanted to get ahead of the curve.
It'll be like after finals, probably. Like during Christmas break. Maybe. Or this week. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. But, you know, logo will be finished soon. We have the name change already up. You know, we're taking things to the next level, guys. Where are we going to become?
Like, I keep texting multiple times a day. I think
we're going to blow up. Yeah. And our views and watch time is up. So that's good. Also, we've been posting
views per YouTube video.
Dude, reels are such a hack, by the way.
I know.
I did not know that. It shows all your like stats. And it's crazy. The first reel I posted reached like 200 some plus people, and we only have like 70 followers. So that means it's showing like on.
Yeah, that's cool.
For you page. It's kind of cool.
It's probably easier to see than TikToks.
All right. Well, if you missed the old name, too bad. It's like wired in though. Like it's like.
I know. Nathan's Student Podcast Time. Like I can't.
Yeah. I mean, not that it has a.
Doesn't make any sense, but it was just like nice.
Steve, although we took like a 6-month break, doesn't change the fact that our 1 year is coming up.
I know, in January.
What are you guys going to do for the 1 year? A special.
We should finally do the Apes movies. That's the reason, that was one of the reasons we started.
The reason we started is because we did not like it as much as Danny for some parts. We're going to
rip on those. Oh my gosh.
Danny? Okay. Danny was like extreme, liked them way too much. I don't know. I thought
it made me hate them.
Yeah, like they weren't even like they weren't bad by any means. It's just like my expectations were like.
It's the second one. The other ones are fine. The second one is terrible.
This one surprised the heck out of me. Second one was disappointing.
It's way different. No, the first one was like good because it wasn't a blockbuster movie almost.
Yeah, that's what third was a blockbuster, but it was good anyway.
It was funny.
Third the one with
Woody
Harrelson. The Snow Fortress.
Yeah. 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 Oh, okay. And Woody Harrelson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had like that monk, the one dude that was funny.
No, next time we're watching those movies, I'm literally taking notes because I remember right after Dawn, we complained about that movie for like 2 months straight because I had all my thoughts, my comparisons to Black Panther. And online school didn't help because we were just typing away the entire like period.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. That was fun. We used to have arguments for like an hour.
Mephisto, like you could read all our texts. It's so funny. And then like when I won, it wasn't even sweet victory anymore. I was just like exhausted. Like by the time Mephisto didn't show up, it like wasn't even sweet.
I'm excited for the Apes movies. We got to do this. That's a new plan. Yeah. It's like what, January like 12th or something? First. I know. Yeah.
We'd probably watch this group because they deserve it. No, but I think Marvel stuff, I know that's all we're doing right now, really, but like I think that's going to slow down after Hawkeye. So I don't think the next thing is Multiverse of Madness until then. So.
Yeah.
When is that supposed to come out?
So, that's crazy.
That's a bit. It's not even that bad compared to like the year and a half we waited. But.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, we just got to catch up on Marvel stuff.
I have 5 months to catch up on like all the old projects, yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah, and then we got some DC stuff, Star Wars, and then some like, we got Legend of Korra.
And I don't want to start that new series, but just like it's the things
part. Yeah, we do need to like just to have like movie discussions about things.
I started thinking about that because like I was thinking about at the end of the Legend of Korra when I was like doing the live action, and then I was like, that reminds me, there's a lot of live action stuff coming out, and people don't like the re of it, so I want to talk.
I feel like it'll, like those kind of questions relate more to a typical podcast rather than like a movie analysis.
Yeah, ours are like reviews.
Yeah, like the only ones that we have that are like the first one where we talk about future of the MCU.
Yeah.
And like R-rated movies.
Yeah, after Hawkeye finishes too, I want to do a thoughts on Phase 4 as it started because there's going to be so many things that have come out by the time.
Yeah, that's good.
But those would be the podcast.
And we got a patch. We'll have Marvel content because at that point, over break, we'll probably. Do you want to rewatch the movies?
All the Marvel ones?
Yeah, because we're going to do all the phases. We'll just grind through.
That I don't know. I don't know if I've even seen, like, I've watched every movie, like, all the way.
Yeah, we got to watch Incredible Hulk.
No, we don't.
I've never seen that.
It has to be done.
Half of it on TV.
I've seen like all of it like multiple times. That's not good. We got to do it.
All right. Plugs.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
TikTok, YouTube.
It's all in the comments. Joey's Instagram will be in the comments. So if you want to follow him, you go follow him.
Followed yeah. by a verified person.
That's facts. Joey is famous. Remain
nameless.
Can you get him to follow us on the pod or follow our podcast, Joey? And sponsor it.
You're like, good, buddy.
yeah. So that's going to be it for today. Hopefully you enjoyed the discussion about Shang-Chi. Pretty average movie in all of our opinions.
I would say much. Above, slightly okay. above.
Joyce average. Is slightly above, but, you know.
I liked it.
It was fine. Yeah, I think that's going to be it. Okay, bye. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
There we go.